Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey everybody, welcome. You are listening to Love People and Make Money, episode number 55. I'm Kelly McCauzy. Looking forward to spending a little bit of time with you today. I've been having such a blast talking with all of my co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit book project. Everyone will be getting physical copies of the book in their hands within the next week, and that just excites me so much. I've asked them all to do like little videos of them opening it up and seeing it and feeling it for the first time. I want to see the delight. A project like this spans over a year, and there's so many steps along the way. And then there's this moment when you're holding the book and it just feels like this hushed and an amazing experience for me. I hope it is for all of my co-authors. Have you ever participated in a collaborative book project? It's a unique experience, and there's so many steps. It feels like I have written and asked my authors for one more thing, like a dozen times, their patience with me and their willingness to step up. A book is so much more about writing the book. It's formatting, proofreading, editing, tweaking, shifting, reordering, and then there's the whole technical process of getting it out of your computer and into your hands as a stack of papers in a cover, and then the whole process of getting it to Kindle. Like I feel a little exhausted from the last few weeks, and oh, so grateful for the amazing people who have been a resource to me through this, advising and serving and fixing. So I don't feel exhausted. I feel wonderfully supported through it all, a lot like what I remember of childbirth. You know, what, how could I have done it without the doctors and the nurses and my husband and all the support? Like, oh, I went from like tiring myself out thinking about it to feeling pretty good about it. Isn't it funny how we can guide our thoughts and create a whole different feeling? Actually, that's really suitable for the guest we're going to talk to right now, Hazel Palachi, because she has written and done so much to help people shift their thoughts and create a whole different feeling. Let's go talk to Hazel right now. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm joined now by my guest, Hazel Palachi. Welcome, Hazel.
Hi Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We've had some excitement as we started to record this previously with the grandbaby. So thank you for your patience.
Always.
Hazel, what do you want my listeners to know about you?
Well, that you never have to stop working, that's for sure. Considering that my next birthday I will be 80, it seems so strange when I say that because I don't believe it
Right.
until I look in the mirror. But otherwise, I still feel like I'm 40. And I, you know, somebody recently, everybody, no, not somebody, but a lot of people have said to me, especially this year, why don't you just retire? And my answer always is the same. And what would you like me to do if I retire? Love what I do. I'm not a let's go out for lunch lady. I'm not let's go shopping. I hate
Yeah.
it. So I work, you know, obviously I work my own hours now. And I don't work as hard as I used to, although right now I think I'm going to be working harder than I'm used to because we have a telesummit coming up in December. But I really believe that because everything is a state of mind, that if you are of the mindset that you can't instead of you can, then that's what it'll be. You won't be able to do anything. But if you say, I can to everything, within reason, of course, there may be some things you don't want to say, I can to, but within reason, I believe that you can almost do anything you want to in life and for as long as you want. Now, I can't say that I am physically the healthiest because I don't really exercise. And I was just thinking today that I need to do some yoga or something to make my body less stiff. But I really do believe that. I mean, I have a neighbor, she's 94 and she still lives on her own. She doesn't have a helper, she doesn't have a caregiver. And I know she doesn't go out at the moment. I think she hasn't been out since March, but she still lives on her own. Well, you can do that if you know you're okay about yourself. I mean, you have to like you. When I got divorced many years ago now, because it's a long time ago, I didn't know if I could live on my own. I didn't know that I'd gone from my father's house to a husband's home. Back then, that's how you thought about it. You did everything that your husband told you to do. Remember, this is a long time ago. We're talking about the 60s. And we've come a long way since then as women. But I now teach women, and I'm just changing my niche a little bit because I discovered that the rate of divorce has almost doubled during COVID.
Really?
It's so much. Well, the only reason I would know this is because I work with in networking groups with attorneys and accountants that deal with divorce, maybe not quite doubled, but it's certainly increased exponentially. And so has, of course, suicide and depression and domestic abuse. The suicide hotlines are just blowing up every day. And so are the domestic abuse hotlines. So when I was thinking about it, I've always worked with women for nearly 30 years. But at one time when I had my private practice, I used to work with men too. But when I retrained and became a coach in 97, I decided to focus on women. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I accidentally became a business coach. And I say accidentally because women would come to me because they couldn't build businesses, and it was because of the way they were thinking.
Yeah.
So I would have to help them structure a business and, you know, help them to learn how to market the business, and also to teach them how to change the way they think by adding hypnosis to their sessions, because hypnosis is extremely powerful, and everybody can be hypnotized.
Hazel, your website is liveyourabundantlife.com. You uh-huh. are part of the book project, Get Past Your Shit, 19 Stories of Imperfect People Who Prove You Can.
Mm-hmm.
There's two questions I want to make sure we get the answers to in our time together today. One of them is, why did you want to be part of this book project?
Well, I'm sure you know that I'm already an author of my own book, and I'm also a contributing author in 3 or 4 other books, but I especially wanted to be in this one because it's with a group of women that I think are really extraordinary. And you don't often find that with a whole group of women, not everybody anyway. And I really wanted to become part of this because it's time that people realized that they can let go of all that garbage. I was going to use the word shit, but maybe I will. Since it's called that, it doesn't matter, does it? That's one of the main reasons why I joined, because I think that the whole group that you have put together for all of your stuff, from the Mastermind Hub, etc., I think everybody is, the women, I don't know very many of the men, but I think the women are really extraordinary, you included. Uh-huh. I think you're especially extraordinary.
You know, the book was not supposed to be all women. It was open to everyone. It just so mm-hmm. happened we ended up with 19 great stories from powerful women. I'm so glad you're in it, and I'm so glad you're going to get to meet the other authors. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know. We're going to be, you know, getting to know each other, have an opportunity to hang out together on launch day. That'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel, the second question I want to ask you tonight. Well, you said you're almost 80. People ask you why you don't retire. You participated in this book project. You've been publishing a podcast and sending it at least one weekly email to your community consistently for a really long time. You just published a blog post on your website that speaks to how you really believe how people think is so important. How you approach life is so positive, and you take this wonderful ownership of it all. Your blog post is, I'm 79 and I haven't been afraid of COVID since day one. So tell us about that. Why did you want to write that?
Well, I wasn't sure that that's what I was going to write, Kelly, if you remember correctly. I was looking for something to do in Stretch Yourself Challenge that wasn't going to overload me. And you asked me, had I been afraid during COVID? And I said, no, I'm 79 and a half. Why would I be afraid? Or something like that. And you said, there's your title. And so I took that title and I wrote the blog post. Because the truth of it is that I haven't been afraid since day one. And if you read the blog, or if you read the post, it says I started the year out excited because I had all my plans in place for my business after a 3-year hiatus. And it all basically went down the drain. So I had a choice to make when they started talking about if you're this age and if you're that age and if you've got this and if you've got, don't go anywhere, stay behind closed doors. And that wasn't me. And I do believe that everything, and I truly do believe this, everything is about your mindset. And so it was, am I going to be, because I watched women get mired in fear. I had people saying to me on Facebook, are you crazy going out? Do you know how easy it's going to be for you to get this? And it was like, okay, I have a choice. I can be like them or I can be like me. And I wasn't going to be fearful. I did do some research and I did take precautions. I still do, but I don't not go out. I mean, I go to my kids, I go to the bank, I go to the grocery store, I go wherever I need to go. I mean, obviously I can't go out to restaurants. We don't have anything open here. Okay. So, you know, fear is just a feeling. It's a thought in your head. And if you let it take over, then that's how you're going to live your life. And truthfully, I lived my whole life fearful until I learned how not to be. So this was not going to throw me back.
Here's why this is such a great example of good content. You've taken a stand for your life to live without fear, to educate yourself, you know, do the wise things, but not hide out and deny yourself all the possibilities. You creating this blog post is you taking that stand for others so that other women, you know, you're of service to women. You say like 40 up, 50 up. You're just this fantastic example of 79 and you are not done. You're not done living. You're not done creating. You're not done inviting other people into their power. Thank you for standing up, Hazel. It's impressive and it's inspiring.
Well, I find you and a couple of other coaches I know very well inspiring. And you may not be as old as me, but inspiration doesn't have to come just with age. I think it comes truthfully from what you've been through and how you've dealt with everything and where you get to.
Thank you. Listeners, we've been doing this whole interview with my almost eight-month-old grandson on my lap. Just the craziness of schedules. That's how it worked out.
He doesn't want to go to sleep.
He's just now decided, all right, now I want to go to sleep after he's listened to our conversation. So, Hazel, thank you so much for making time to talk with me today about what you're doing and about being part of the book project.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Hey guys, you're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 55 of Love People and Make Money, where I tell you how to get the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. The link is there to go get the book off of Amazon. The Kindle version is only $2.99. And when you buy the book on October 8th, you're helping us just make the most, like, big bang of launch day. That's always super fun if you're listening to this before October 8th or on October 8th. If you're listening to this later, well, just go get that book right now. No need to wait one more second. You're going to read Hazel's story and everyone else's story, and you're going to receive a special gift from me, a Get Past Your Shit group coaching intensive. That's running November 3rd through the 19th, 6 sessions, 2 a week for 3 weeks. So we will be all done by mid-November and ready to start taking serious steps past our shit. Me too. Like, me too. As much shit as I've gotten past, there's always some more to notice where I'm limiting myself and saying, enough that. Let's go. Next step. Putting it behind me. I'd love to experience this with you. GetPastYourShit.com. Go get the book. See you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.